WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today, we speak with Bethany Rue, who organizes the yearly Hell on Hills race in Beachview and volunteers as a mentor and coach for the Beachview Athletic Association. Bethany Rue was born and raised in the hilly South Pittsburgh neighborhood of Beachview. She grew up one block away from the main drag of Broadway Avenue, where the T-train, or as Beachviewers still call it, the trolley, still runs its daily route down the middle of the street.
It's very diverse. We have a very large Hispanic immigration population here, which is wonderful. It adds a lot of vibrancy. You know, it's very family-oriented. There's still a lot of families here, a lot of longtime Beachview residents. We haven't had a lot of bleed in terms of people leaving.
Rue has moved around a bit since graduating from Pittsburgh Public Schools Kappa High School, but she returned to her old neighborhood about 3 years ago. Since then, she's poured much of her free time into planning what she calls the world's steepest 5K, Hell on Hills. The race starts off with a slog up the intimidating cobblestone slope of Canton Avenue. Rue says it has a 37% grade, and it's one of the steepest residential streets in the world. From there, it hardly gets any easier, with a seemingly endless number of hills to climb throughout the neighborhood. Rue says she got the idea for Hell on Hills while running a particularly steep leg of the Pittsburgh Marathon Relay.
But as I'm running up the hill, I'm like, you know, running up hills is kind of, you know, it's really efficient. It's a good workout. It's great. I was trying to talk myself into not wanting to stop. And I'm like, why doesn't anybody have a 5K in Beachview? We have Canton Avenue and, you know, and lots of other hills. I wonder why nobody's ever done that.
She says Beachview's annual 5K culminates in a community-wide celebration at Vinucci Field, with music, free beer, and food trucks. Rue says some residents along the race's course have had complaints about the inconvenience of having their streets blocked off, but on the whole, the community embraces the race.
Last year was our second year, and we also saw a big uptick in people that weren't running it, but were participating by cheering the runners on, which was great. So I'm hoping this year we'll have even more of that. So the community in general is really proud of the race, and we also get a ton of Beachview volunteers. So between volunteering, cheering, and running, we got a good show locally.
Since the race happens in late October, Rue says participants dressed up in costumes for a sort of ad hoc Halloween party last year.
There's a little part of it that goes past a little graveyard. So all the little kids dressed up like little zombies and jumped out and scared the runners. So there, if you run it this year, don't be too afraid and be nice. One of them's my 7-year-old.
Rue is also the former president of the Beachview Athletic Association, where she still volunteers as a coach for the youth baseball, softball, and soccer teams. She says one day she hopes to merge her two volunteer projects by directing any profits from the 5K race to the Athletic Association.
Our fields are in the best shape they can be with our volunteer group of people that take care of them, but I'd love to get some improvements made. So to the extent that Hell on Hills can help with that, I'm really hoping this might be the year that we can give them a check to help improve some of the things that need done.
This year's Hell on Hills race kicks off in the morning of Saturday, October 27th. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.